Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Happy Friday, CGIMers. Rowdy Wrestling's Tony Stabile here for your weekly Cinema Smackdown. Now I, much like Adam Savage of the Mythbusters, hate throwing around the term perfect film. But there are two movies I can name without wincing whatsoever. The first one being Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the second one is actually the film that set me down the very path I currently follow in life. That's Cameron Crowe's 2000 Almost Famous. There's no film that I've watched more often or sat more girls back to watch with. Being released in 2000, I was a mere 12 years old, and everything in this movie just struck me as magical. The acting, the music, the direction, the look, everything of this movie truly did it for me. Almost Famous stars Patrick Fugit as our protagonist William Miller, Billy Crudup as Russell Hammond. You also have Frances McDormand, a favorite here at the Cinema Smackdown. You also have Kate Hudson as Penny Lane, Jason Lee as Jeff Beebe. You have Zoe Deschanel in a very young looking Philip Seymour Hoffman. This is a band of just fantastic characters mesh-melding in a world that is fictional yet presented as real, as Philip Seymour Hoffman is portraying the real-life Lester Bangs. Almost Famous, as I mentioned, was written and directed by Cameron Crowe. This is a comedy drama that takes a slightly autobiographical approach to the coming-of-age story following the young journalist William Miller as he goes on tour with a fictional band Stillwater, which, if you get the DVD release, comes with a really awesome 6-song EP, which still is one of my favorite CDs to this day. He follows them going on tour in the late 1970s, writing a piece for Rolling Stone magazine, and what you get is a fantastic story of a young man coming to terms with who he is, and seeing that no matter what sort of level of stardom or success a band might get, they're still real human beings. And what also happens is this really weird pseudo-love triangle along with Kate Hudson and a few of the characters. And it's just some fantastic storytelling done with a beautiful backdrop of some of the greatest music of all time. Now, what worked? I mentioned it. The soundtrack. I dare you to find a soundtrack that is more appropriate for a film than this one in itself. You've got Jimi Hendrix, you've got Lynyrd Skynyrd, as I mentioned, the fake band, Stillwater, just some fantastic things. The acting, you know, hell, even at this point, Jimmy Fallon, who had left Saturday Night Live and wasn't yet the late night host that he became, tried his hand at acting and did a great job. Another thing that I really like about this movie is the pacing. Whether you're looking at the cinematic release or the so-called director's boot cut, the bootleg edition, both of these movies are very well maintained. They have some fantastic pacing. I really, really liked it. Now, what didn't work? There was a subplot in this story that was an echo of the main story, essentially dealing with the main character, William's sister. Now, I love me some Zoe Deschanel, and there's no complaints for me from having her on screen. However, I think that that part of the story could have pretty much been taken out, and it wouldn't have made any sort of effect, so I really enjoyed that. So the lowdown for Almost Famous is, this is a phenomenal movie. It's rare that almost every character has defined needs, wants, and reasons for their actions. So Almost Famous is a movie about love for life and what it's about. This film finds that one person in the audience that isn't getting off and gets them off. You'll love me for that joke right there if you haven't seen the movie yet. And those who have, you're welcome. Filled to the brim with incredible scenes about love, music, and growing up in a world where no one really wants responsibility, Almost Famous is verified awesome. That's right, possibly the greatest movie of all time, in my opinion. And there you have it, everybody. This is your Cinema Smackdown for this Friday. I'm Tony Stabile of the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, which you can listen to brand new episodes each and every Thursday. I'm hoping all of you have an awesome weekend and a great night of the movies.